Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Now, with Jesus and John the Baptist dead, what did the Jewish leaders have to fear? This story will open a new chapter in the movement of Almighty God among His people. Welcome to my sixth story in my series, Peter in Acts. The Jewish leaders watched as the crowd was out of control. There was a man leaping up and down and some man preaching in the middle of this crowd with a very loud voice. But who was this man? John the Baptist and Jesus are now dead. Who is this? They heard him proclaiming Jesus is the resurrection from the dead. That's it. They sent guards over and they dragged him away. This would put an end to this uprising. But little did they know that many in this crowd heard Peter's message and believed in Jesus the Christ, and the church grew by 5,000 men that day. The next day, the Jewish elders held court and brought Peter and John before them. Now, the elders had not heard of either of these men, and they seemed to be men of very simple means, not like the Jewish elders. The guards put them in the center of the room so the elders could address them clearly. By what power, or in what name, have you healed this crippled man? Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke boldly to these men. Rulers and elders, are we on trial today for blessing this crippled man that was healed by God? The elders were amazed at the confidence of these simple, uneducated men, but now recognized them as men having been with Jesus. Everyone could see the healed man standing next to him, leaving them very baffled as to what to do. The Jewish elders thought they had put God back into his box. But God sent Jesus to die and be resurrected back to life, and it seems to have ripped the top of the box off. You can see in this story, God seems to be working outside of the authority of the Jewish leaders. Come back and find out how these men try to put the lid back on this box. I hope you'll return to hear my next story here at Lizard Tracks. Send me a text message at 513-440-6171. If you'd like to know how you can support this ministry, text the word support. I'm on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. This is Lizard Tracks.